While brands used to keep million-dollar ads under wraps until game day, nowadays it's all about building buzz with hilarious sneak peeks. So we took on the tough task of researching this year's best bits, and here's what we know to look out for between plays on Sunday so far. Ryan Reynolds in Ryanville. Hyundai's first-ever Super Bowl ad features the former sexiest man alive, make that many of the former sexiest man alive, in a town whose residents are all Ryan Reynolds. When can we move in? Keep an eye out for a second spot starring Kevin Hart, too. Alec Baldwin and Dan Marino for Amazon. Film meets football as the two guys have a party planning brainstorm aided by the Amazon Echo. Drake for T-Mobile. The rapper makes fun of his own viral dance moves, you know the ones, in an ad touting the simplicity of T-Mobile's data plans. Amy Schumer and Seth Rogen start the Bud Light Party. Now here's a political stance we can get behind. The comedians hit the campaign trail on behalf of Bud Light in their hilarious spot. Just wait till you see our caucus, Schumer teases voters. In conjunction, the brand is airing its first-ever Spanish-language commercial, starring Grace Point's Michael Peña. Budweiser uses Helen Mirren to school drunk drivers. Bud Light's parent brand takes on a slightly different approach to the whole alcohol advertising thing, actually using Mirren in a one-minute PSA about the dangers and stupidity of driving drunk. We'll happily raise a glass of water to that. Billy Eichner and Terrell Owens for Butterfinger. We actually haven't seen any previews of the candy ad that'll feature the comedian and former footballer, but based on this Billy on the Street clip promoting the commercial, we have high hopes. The Ghostbusters trailer. We're going to call someone if it turns out that rumors about the first trailer for the film, which stars Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Leslie Jones, Kate McKinnon, and Chris Hemsworth, dropping during the Super Bowl are false. No surprise here, Walken is wonderfully whimsical in a Kia ad that starts off as a deep talk about how socks define our personalities. Janelle Monáe for Pepsi. She's staying tight-lipped on the topic, other than telling people that her ad will feature her transforming into artists from the 60s to the 80s to the present, but the singer admits it's pretty cool to be following in the footsteps of former Pepsi Super Bowl spokespeople Beyoncé, Britney Spears, and Michael Jackson. Buick's Super Hot Wedding Guests. A teaser for the car company's ad features that guy who got the crazy one handed catch last football season, the New York Giants' Odell Beckham Jr., and that hot girl from the Blurred Lines video, Emily Ratajkowski, and we'll have to watch on Sunday to figure out the rest. Singing Sheep for Honda. It's a fact that Super Bowl ads featuring animals do well. Who didn't tear up at that Budweiser Clydesdale commercial? So Honda is going the funny animals route with some queen singing sheep and a surprise narrator at the end. Heinz's Dogs as Hot Dogs. What might even be cuter than Freddie Mercury loving sheep, though? Heinz's herd of running wiener dogs dressed as wieners. As of Friday morning, a YouTube preview had already been viewed by more than 3 million people. The Icelandic Glacial Water Guy. Taking a page from the memorable Diet Coke Break commercial of 1994, this spot stars Instagram favorite Brock O'Hearn as the guy ladies and a gent can't get enough of. The first Jungle Book ad. Lots of people are excited for the reboot of the Disney classic, and Super Bowl watchers will get a peek at the film and its adorable 12-year-old star, Neil Sethi, during the game. Toyota's Heck on Wheels. When you think Toyota Prius, you probably don't think badass, but the brand looks to change that in its own tongue-in-cheek way in 90 seconds that focus on the features of the car. Super Bowl Babies. So this one technically isn't a Super Bowl ad, but it's too good not to include. an ad for the actual Super Bowl itself, it takes Seal's Kiss from a Rose, the singer cameos, and changes the lyrics to be about the fact that there are often baby booms in the cities of winning Super Bowl teams each year. The kicker? Said Super Bowl babies of various ages sing the whole thing. This article posted by Kate Hogan and originally appeared on People.com.